Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the Kitchen Garden podcast. And we're here going through the latest issue of the magazine. I'm here with Emma Rawlings.
Hello.
And Tony Flanagan.
Hello there.
And we're just flipping through and seeing what there is in store this month. I'm going to start with one that I wrote, actually, which is I've been growing some different sorts of kale this year. Lots of different colourful ones. So they're good enough for the flower border as well as eating. There's a couple that I was lucky enough to be given some seeds last year, so these are available for the first time this year. Really nice one called Emerald Ice, which I've been growing, which is sort of green with lots of white in the leaves as well. Although I have to say earlier on it didn't look like it was going to get any white in the leaves, but it's as they mature they seem to take on the colour. So that's very nice. Another one called Midnight Sun, which is looking really good at the moment. Really dark, sort of cerise pink.
What do they taste like?
Same as any other kale, really. Up there. They're supposed to be a bit sweeter, actually, those two, the Midnight Sun and Emerald Ice.
They're very nice to look at, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Flowers and
yeah, they colourful are.
Things.
And I sort of found that if you grow them amongst other things, the pigeons are a bit confused and don't seem to get at them quite so much. Mm. Although the cabbage whites seem to find them okay.
Did you let them all?
I didn't. I thought I'd just let them see how they got on. Because I did the same last year with some other kale, and although they got nibbled by the caterpillars, the pigeons didn't find them, and they grew through it. So they were absolutely fine by the winter when all the pests had gone. Yeah, so trying those. Oh, another one called Red Devil as well, which hasn't got an awful lot of colour when you look at it in the magazine, but since then, few weeks later on, as the ribs in the leaves are much redder now.
I wonder whether cold weather will get even deeper red.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because you get that with some other things, don't you? It gets chicory and stuff when it gets colder. So hopefully, but so one for the flower border as well as the veg pot. Good in pots too.
Yeah, very nice.
Good in pots. Yeah. So what have you been up to then, in this one?
Well, I've got quite a lot in this issue on salad leaves, including lettuce. We've got a feature by Rob Smith on lettuce, heritage varieties, no less, and there's some very unusual named heritage varieties of lettuce, and my favourite has to be Fat Lazy Blonde. Apparently it's it's an old French variety, French butthead style, but apparently it's not anything to do with a person, really.
Oh.
No, not really. Well, it's supposed to sort of describe the traits of the plant.
Oh.
So it's kind of a big sort of head, so that's why they call it fat. It's a bit slow to bolt, which is why they call it lazy.
Mm.
And the leaves are apparently very, very light, very pale, hence the blonde.
Yeah.
So they're not really related to any ladies out there.
Mm.
Which is probably quite good, really. But it's quite a very interesting feature on lettuce. I mean, it's kind of... This is a little thing I didn't realise, was that lettuce contains lactuca, which is a sort of... So it comes particularly found in the wild lettuce, but it's an extract that helps, or sort of helps you sleep.
Yeah.
So they sort of recommend you could eat a lettuce sandwich before you go to bed, you'll probably have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, try that.
Mm. So if you're suffering from insomnia, eat a whole head of lettuce. You'll probably be awake all night with indigestion.
He'll wake up at lunchtime.
Yes. But yeah, it's very interesting, very interesting in the future. Mm. And then I wrote a little piece on sorrel, which you can use in salads as well. That's quite nice. It's a red veined sorrel.
It's quite so pretty sort of look
add
like
a
as
few
well,
leaves
it?
To your lettuce salad to spice it up a bit. Very easy to grow. It's quite hot, I think, sorrel, isn't it? I mean,
Not too many, would you?
The younger leaves are the better ones. I've also got one in the garden that is just a very, very silvery leaf. That's the sorrel silver shield, it's called.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good for fish dishes. Sorrel, I think.
Yeah.
It's an attractive plant.
Yeah.
I like it. Especially the red veined ones.
Yeah,
it is nice. Yeah, but they've been gone for a few years, and it just pops up every year.
Yeah, just recently, isn't it? Yeah.
Of course, once you've finished all your crops, then we start to think about, well, what do you do with the soil? And of course, we need green manures. Over to you, Terry.
You've got your horse manures and so on, your animal manures, but, think green manure. We've got a super article by Ben Van Heems on growing green manures. And there's quite a few to choose from. In fact, there's lots and lots you can choose from. But they do benefit the soil a hell of a lot. It's one way of improving the structure of the soil. You can blanket out weeds. You can protect the soil during the winter from bad weather, lots of rain and cold. And it's also good for fixing nitrogen in the soil, which is obviously good for growing.
Yeah.
We did a little experiment ourselves, didn't we, and grew a few different ones just to see how they did. And ones we tried were crimson clover, caliente mustard, phacelia. Now, some of them are really pretty, like phacelia.
Yeah, that's lovely blue flower, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which the bees adore.
Bees love it, they're all over it. And one I particularly like was crimson clover, which is, obviously bright crimson flowers that come out. They all have different effects. I mean, you can sow them sort of April through to September. But there was, if you want to do some overwinter ones, you can do field beans, which are good for breaking up the soil if it's hard. Once they've flowered, you can sort of dig them into the soil, and then all the goodness that they have, enriches that soil that you have.
Yeah.
So green manures, certainly I'm going to put some in this winter.
And you can just grow them just for a couple of inches high, can't you, then dig them in? If you didn't want to wait that long, because it still adds material to the soil, doesn't it, even if they're very young. Probably easier to dig in when they're tiny as well.
Much easier, aren't they? Yeah, you don't leave them for too long, otherwise it's difficult to chop up all the old stems. Used to use an old lawnmower on them if they got that bad in the past.
The good thing about them is, if you particularly find it hard to lift barrel loads of manure, that's quite a hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas this is like a packet as light as a packet of seeds.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Just
they come up so easily. You just spread them, a little bit of compost over them, and they're up in no time.
Yeah, there's a little bit on the caliente mustard saying that it gets rid of some of the pests, doesn't it? In the soil, there's a bit of a fumigation effect, and things like earworms, I think, potato earworms, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It'll get rid of those. Yeah, so very useful. I always tend to forget to sow, but I really must remember this time. Much better than leaving the soil bare. And you've got another, some other nice features. Well, I think one of my favourites is the pruning one this month. Because it just makes it seem so easy. Yeah. If you can count to three, you can prune an apple tree, basically. And even I can count to three, so...
Well, people get very hung up on pruning, don't they, and worried about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that complicated.
No, not at all. So, yeah, I read that, shot out and summer pruned my apple trees, and it was it seemed a lot easier somehow.
Yeah, there's one on artichokes from Sue Stickland, which, you know, was really interesting, because having grown some artichokes the last couple of years... I'm not sure what I think about them, really.
Or the taste.
Yeah. I think they're fantastic, you know, ornamentals, really.
Yes.
But they're a lot of work, aren't they, if you, you know...
Well, you get a lot from them, don't you?
Yeah. But they're quite a beautiful plant in a way, aren't they? Especially when they flower.
Purple
thistle heads.
Yeah, so preparing them is a bit of an art, isn't it? Knowing which bits to eat and which bits not to eat.
Yeah.
Get the hang of it. So.
And you've got cardoons, which are again a bit. Well, you can blanch the stems, don't you? You blanch the stems of those two things.
Stems
for never had them.
Yeah. Mm. I've not tried them. So.
Probably an acquired taste.
I've got a nice plan for making your own herb box, which is quite handy.
Yeah,
have
I like
your
that, yeah.
Herb sat out behind the by the back door, so. Really, autumn winter. If the weather's bad,
you're blowing over, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Nice neat little project that. Which you could probably do in an afternoon, I'd say.
A little bit on growing mushrooms as well, which you buy kits, but this is actually doing it properly. Oyster mushrooms.
Yes, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, growing from scratch.
Taking sort of straw, inoculating the straw. And then bagging it up, and it needs to be quite warm, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to sort of get the sterilisation right, haven't you? But in case of boiling it, which is boiling the water, but once you've done that.
Yeah, she says the familiar button mushrooms are not the easiest ones to grow, so.
No, I've tried them before, not always gone well. Yeah, you've probably had as many fail as grow, but they look a lot easier. Have to give those a try. And then Joyce Russell's got a nice feature here on growing grapes, which again always seems really complicated at first, but could be easier really. Pruning's certainly very easy, because you do need a nice warm summer to get them to ripen. If you want them for eating, but if you want them for wine, it's not so bad. But then Joyce is growing hers in a polytunnel, so that's
always a good idea, isn't it?
Always helps, doesn't it?
Planting them outside, but then bringing the actual top growth into the tunnel.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah. So you get the benefit of the wet and the rain and the moisture.
That's right, yeah.
At the roots.
Yeah, lots of manure, as you say, lots of rotted compost on manure to keep the roots moist. Yeah. I've got a strawberry grape where she's doing okay. That seems to grow all right outside. Fairly reliable. But I find most of them are better inside in a tunnel without summers. so that's a brief roundup of what we've got in the magazine there. Obviously, there's a lot more as well. So do make sure you have a look. Plenty of other things in there. Nice product trial from Tony on secateurs, which is very good. So read that before you go out and buy any more secateurs. So thank you very much for listening. And goodbye again from the team.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.